It is 3:22.
It is a scandal that continues to spread across Europe. Horse meat being passed off as beef found in the food supply. And now Nestle has removed beef pasta meals sold under one of its brand from sale in Italy and Spain after finding traces of horse meat. Question is, could this spread to the U.S.?
Joining us now live to talk about it, CSPI Senior Food Safety Attorney Sarah Klein. Sarah, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Talk about the issue of horse meat. Is it an unethical issue because the companies are putting it in the meat without telling everybody?
Well, there's two issues with horse meat. The first is what you say, food fraud. That is that whatever consumers order should be the protein that they've selected, whether it's from a cow, a pig, a turkey, a chicken. And so hiding other types of meat in there is fraudulent and unfair to consumers. The other issue is whether there are safety concerns with the horse meat. For example, in the U.S., horses are not raised for food animals, and thus they might be a lot of drugs in their systems that are not approved for use in food animals and are very dangerous for consumers.
Well, why are companies overseas using horse meat? Does it have something to do with the price of beef? Why is this popping up now?
There are several reasons. Partly it is the price of beef, but partly it's that there are cultural differences among what meats are considered appropriate to eat. The U.S. has a kind of a love history with horses. We view them as more like pets than food, more like dogs, whereas there are places across the world, particularly in Asian countries, where dogs don't enjoy that kind of amazing status and instead are quite popular for food. Horses are the same in some of these European countries, and they are regulated for food, so ideally those consumers are not facing the same kind of health risks that we'd be facing if American horses got into our food supply.
Is there a chance that American horses are, and furthermore, are we getting any of this European meat that's been tainted?
It's unlikely that we'll be getting any of the European meat that's been tainted. There are private companies that are in the business of testing U.S. beef that's coming over for import to the U.S. to protect American beef brands. And so it's unlikely that we'd be getting any of this stuff. The American beef industry keeps a pretty tight rein on these things, as it were. And horses are not allowed to be slaughtered in the U.S. for food. They can be sent and often are sent to Canada and Mexico, where they're slaughtered and then shipped overseas. But horse meat doesn't generally find its way into the United States.
Sarah, thanks for your help on this.
No problem.
Sarah Klein is Senior Food Safety Attorney for the Center for Science in the Public Interest.